Rav Dessler, continuing in Chelek Aleph Bitochem Yishtadlit, page 188, for those that have it. We mentioned last week how Be'etzem, the Indian of Parnasa, and the Chiyuv Yishtadlit, is not a Lechatchila, it's a Matzah B'diavad, like Mesil Sharm says. It's a Klolo, and therefore a person should be Boichar Rabbi Miyutai. How much Yishtadlit does a person have to do? The amount of Yishtadlit that it shouldn't be, people shouldn't be able to be toilet in a nace. It shouldn't be nicker as a nace nigla. Mamela Bzundum Yisalan said that he buys a lottery ticket. That way if he wins, and he gets parnasa, he can always be toilet in the lottery ticket. So I don't know if everybody went to run to buy lottery tickets, but the Mechon Eliyahu will continue that it's not that simple. You have to be in a certain daraga to be able to be holding there. Exactly what is the gauge to know how much Yishtadlit a person should do? That we will see in Ritz Hashem in the next two paragraphs. Says Rav Dessler, Zelo Ikfar Nishma Piskam Kazeh. It's been recently we've heard a motto that goes as follows: Lo Hinachnu Klum LeMikro. We haven't left anything for chance. We haven't left anything for chance. We took care of, we dotted all the I's, we crossed all the T's, we took care of everything. Everything is taken care of. Zeh Piskam HaMordani Shel Kreich V'Yetzim Yadi Asni Yisachayel Zeh. This is the modern version of Kreich V'Yetzim Yadi. I did it. We took care of everything. Don't worry about it. We've got our bases covered. Everything is taken care of. Ki'ilu ein davar nistar midiyosav, ein davar nela mikoichor. There's nothing that's beyond our intellectual capacities, and there's nothing beyond our abilities. Pisgom she'tamaro shel gaiva shel pikursus ve'avodazar. Ki'ilu as if you're the one that runs the world here. Lo yanachnu klum l'mikro. We haven't left anything for chance. We took care of everything. Says Rav Dessler, "Imen roi shegama ma'aminim b'shtadlum b'chol yecholtum b'shtadlus ativis yachshadu asatzum gigam b'libo min akfiro asher yuchlu b'shtadlusum lishle b'mikrim l'analam asher yichfotzu." He says, "Isn't it would lechura? It's proper that even somebody who's a maimin and believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should be choishin himself. That when he's doing his shtadlus, maybe your shtadlus is because you think that you could tuif." Maybe you think that you're the one that's lemaisa calling the shot at the end of the day. Your response is what's doing it. Everybody to a certain extent. Okay, I don't go so vite to say that I'm the one that's lemaisa. I see that my status. The more time I put in, the more I make. The more whatever it is, whatever, the more effort I invest, the more I get out of it. Omnom hamischazik beruchnius. However, somebody that strengthens themselves in inyani ruchnius uberoyiv hislavus vispailus yashlech kemat kol ishtadlus mimenu v'yasek emayis rabbeinu zundum yisalantanal. Somebody gets in his service, he hears Michtam Elio on Monday, quarter to four, and that's it, he's nisir, that's it, oh, forget everything, we're not doing no ishtadlus, I'm going and sitting and selling my horse. The story with the Al-Sheikh once darshan on Shabbos or whatever it was that about just Yahashlech al Hashem Yehavcha Hu Yichalkaleko, and he's going to take care of you. And there was like a peasant there that overheard it. He sold his horse, he sold his carriage, he sold his wife. Instead of going to shul, he sat down and said to him all day. Kitzur, his wife says, "I think you overdid it a little bit. Where are we going to live from? Don't worry about it. Al-Sheikh said everything will be all right. Al-Sheikh said everything will be all right. We'll do it." And things are getting starting to get tough, and things are starting to... That's exactly what this person did. What's interesting, though, is what happened at the end of the day. The story at the end of the day was that it got tough, and it got tough, and he says, "No, I believe totally what the Al-Shav said, he said it, and that Hashachal Hashem Yavcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us." I'm saying to him, sure enough, his horse that he had sold got lost somewhere along the way, and came back, the only place that he knew to come back from was his former owner's house. And he had a treasure chest on his back, a whole stockpile of money and gems and other things on the back that the person put inside, and there was no way to locate the person. There was, and he had it. Birchas Hashem Yitash, you got it, mamish. The Talmidim, the Al-Sheikh, asked him. He said, "I don't understand. This is a Pashut HaMa'aretz that he doesn't know that his right from his left, and he was echet to such thing. And we are working on Avidus Hashem our entire lives, and we don't see these Nisim coming out of anywhere." So he said, "Al-Sheikh," he says, "this person was mamish hashlech Hashem Yehavcha. He believed without any kuntzim. We know all the things, al-vetem, maybe it doesn't really work 100%, and therefore, you really have to be a boitech, you really have to be a maimon, and maybe I'm not such a maimon, therefore I don't really deserve it, v'chulu." Everybody has their shtiklach and their lamdus, why they're really not a maimon, really, maybe I don't deserve it. says this person, he doesn't know any shtick, he doesn't know any, he follows the chonu Rabbeinu Shlom, Rabbeinu Shlom gave him what he needed. So how does a person know if he's really a maimon, he's not a maimon, how much ishtalus he should do or not? So the person could be in the server, and that's it, he says, that's it, I'm giving up my job. He used to work from 8 in the morning to 11 at night, I'm giving up my job, and once a week I buy a lottery ticket. He says, it doesn't work that way. Hinei gam bezes hakonu lefanu. Ki yisparilus v'yislavus v'veres chishmayer. Very often, your islavus, your ishtalus that the person has, wanes after some time. And therefore, sure enough, at the beginning, he was all in the server, and then after a week, he fell by the wayside. And then he doesn't have this lavas, he doesn't have his job, doesn't have any pranasa, nothing he has. He's left with nothing. That's the chiddush of this farmer, that he was able to continue it up. Let's say he doesn't win the lottery. What's going to be then? What's the person going to do when he doesn't win the lottery? Maybe he's going to be upset, and he's going to be mischaret on the fact that his mice and fame that he did. Chaval that I gave up my job. Chaval that I spent the time sitting and learning. I should have been working. V'yisa alatoyim v'asher also. He's going to regret the good that he did. V'yar belachtoyim. He says, look at this. I did something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I gave everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what he pays me back. That he doesn't even give me a parnasa. I'm not interested. That's it. I did mine, and he doesn't want. And like the pasuk says, from the time that we stopped being over the zara, we started having problems. We started having issues. So too, the person he says, look at this. I gave up everything for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's it. He doesn't come through when I need him. He's going to be totally rishonis. It's much worse than doing the ishtadlus. Alkein. Therefore, tzarcha adam lishkol or choisef. Here it goes. This is the magic formula. How much ishtadlus a person has to do? Alkein tzarcha adam lishkol or choisef. A person has to weigh his ways. Lemayit bishtadlus. To be mayit bishtadlus, kifi erech madrigasai. But in accordance to where he's holding, kifi asher yuchol seis gam im lo yizke laatzlich begashmius api ishtadlus tamuuta shiishtano. The amount of ishtadlus the person has to do is the amount that he's not going to regret. That which he didn't do more ishtadlus afterwards. He's not going to regret the ma'isim tevim that he did. He decides that I'm spending 9 to 5. That's what I'm spending, 9 to 5. Somebody's telling him that if he puts in a few more hours, he's going to get more pay. It's really worth it. It's after hours. He gets double play. V'chlal, it's worth it. Half an hour later, it's worth an hour before. And no, 9 to 5, that's what I'm doing. Comes the end of the month, and he can't make a bill. He can't pay his bills. He doesn't pay. Now what? I should have taken the bigger job? Or no? No, I'm willing to take that. That hit, that I'm not able to do it, because I realize this is the shtalas that I have to do. And I think this is enough of a shtalas that, without driving myself crazy, that I could still have a normal life, and I could be home with my kids, and I could have a seder at night, and that's what I need. I was once speaking to somebody about something, and he was telling me about it, putting away for chasanas, for his kids, for this and that. I said, and if you work, I said, he says, I already have three jobs. If he can't make the money, I can't make the money. I can take on a fourth job. No, that's what he felt. He has three jobs. It's not that he's working 8 hours by each job, 24 hours a day. That's not what he's doing. But he has three things that he's mashkian. That means that every person decides for themselves where they're able to. More than this is going to be too much. That's not the shtalas that I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know at the end of the day whether or not I'm going to be able to make it 100%. So if it's going to be that I'm way off and I realize that I'm totally off the charts, I'll probably regret the fact that I didn't do it more shtalas. But if it's something which is close, and you're right, I didn't make it 100%, then I know I did the shtalas I'm supposed to do, and the fact that I didn't do it, that's the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That was the Kaddish Baruch Hu's. Now you have to know, this is very difficult, because generally at the beginning of the month, you can already know, right, how much money you're going to make at the end of the month. And you go, any job that a person takes, you sign the contract, this is how much we're paying you an hour, this is how many hours you're working, this is what Chulu. The person knows how many expenses he has over the course of the month, he knows before the month whether or not he's going to make it, he's not going to make it. So practically, where's the muck and where's the wiggle room over here to do anything else? The truth is that life doesn't work that way, and I think everybody knows that life doesn't work that way, and there's all types of expenses and all types of income and all types of things that come from, it could be income from one place, or it could be outcome, or it could be something that he has to, expenses that he has to pay for that he wasn't expecting, and therefore at the end of the month, even though theoretically he should have been able to make it, he wasn't because of his, so if a person has, he makes a cheshbon that this is berach what I need. There's going to be other expenses. The kids are going to need braces. Who's going to be with this? Things that might come out. okay, that I'm able to leave the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not able to cross every T and dot every I. Nevertheless, that's where I'm holding. Every person has to be able to make the cheshbon himself. He says it's got to be, it's a very exact, precise weighing of the two tzadim. Because Ba'etzem, the Yetzirah is sitting in ambush on both sides. If a person is doing more ishtadlis than he really believes he needs to have to do, so that means that he holds that through his ishtadlis he's going to get more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind for him. Even though, right, he, according to his emunah, he doesn't hold that he really has to do this amount of ishtadlis. Nevertheless, he does more because he feels he'll get more money. That's really, Ari Yichvar means that you're thinking to a certain extent that my ishtadlis is what's doing it. Maybe my mikvi arkoi, and fuck it, if he goes the other way around, Yavri list is how he is. If a person does less ishtadlis than he's supposed to do, then he's going to regret the fact that he did his, that he didn't do more ishtadlis. So he's mamish between a rock and a hard place. Then afterwards, B'chol Hashem recovery says, I did for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't reciprocate. And sometimes the Yetzirah, he convinces us to do more ishtadlis when we're, the bills are coming and there's chivim and the person feels under lachat, I should have done more. And then, or I should do more. The person has a service ruchnias and he realized that he heard a great shmuz and bechulo, now he's going to give and he wants to be mamayit b'shtavlis, he's going to be mamayit b'shtavlis, even though he's really not holding there. Ba'etzem, it's something which is this, it's very weighty, this is the weight is it's very exact. V'toli b'bechir sa'adam v'yefshur lagia bo'ayel hanukud amitis im lo'y mitachir shamayim t'horim matzalos menanigiz. The only way that a person can really get to this, to know exactly how much he has to do, is through Yir Shemayim, that saves the person from negiyus. A person can fool himself also, where he's holding. A person can fool himself. This is the story that we said with, and I think this really story sums it up pretty clearly. A story that we mentioned many a moon ago, but comes up once in a while. I heard the story that somebody once came to the stipler, and he asked the stipler, can he buy an apartment without having any way, he doesn't know how he could pay the mashkanta, his mortgage, his monthly mortgage. But if you take the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that'll be able to pay. And the stipler told him, I can't answer that question because I don't know who you are. What does that mean to say? Theoretically. Theoretically, yeah, you could go buy a lottery ticket once a month, and if the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be able to be saved from that. Mitzad Sheni, if you're not holding there, then absolutely not. Supposedly the person did it, and regretted it at the end of the day. So in economics, is exactly what the Vedasla was speaking about. He did it and regretted it. I wasn't able to do it. He was not holding there. He fooled himself as to where he was really holding. And this is something which is totally between the person and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the only one that you're fooling is yourself. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly where you are. So the person really has to feel where he's holding. He says, really, even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't 100% clear. He asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, should we send Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael? Is that the Ishtadlis that we should be doing? And what did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Shlach lecho ledaitcho. It's up to you. Pirish, shemone mimenu bir amidas inin alpinavua. He says, I'm not telling you. He didn't give him that option that I'm telling you alpinavua what's the right thing to do. Ki yatzarech lost this makam le nisayin leklai Yisrael. There had to be this makam le nisayin of choosing the right one. Even after Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's up to you. Now Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's up to me, but you don't want me to do it. So why am I doing it, Bechlal? He says, the same way that he could have messed up by sending them, he could have messed up by not sending them. Depending on the daraga of where Klal Yisrael is, do they need to do the tishtadlis or not? So how's the person supposed to do? I'm going to skip now. Anybody that's following along or is going to follow along and wants to see it, I'm skipping now. He interjects here, explaining the Chet of the Meraglim, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then he goes back and he continues. Amnam im amishkol daku kol kach, if it's taka, it's so difficult to discern where this point is, vasakon and Iran, you're stuck between a rock and our place, halayish aladam, eich emad, alem esbaza. So how am I supposed to know? Effective destil lemaisa, how is each person supposed to know where they're holding? Avaladam yochol adasas emes achim yirtza. A person is able to know, but he has to really want to. You have to really want to. It's not sometimes the lazy way out, or the lazy way, and we'll see exactly. A person can be lazy and have bitachon. It's really not bitachon, it's laziness. And a person, right? Yeah, we're talking to Kadosh Baruch, but no, it's just laziness. But the person, fuck cares? He's lazy to do avodas Hashem, so therefore he works. A lot of people, it's a lot easier to work than to spend so many hours in the Beis Medrash. The story with Panovich Arov. Panovich Arov, when they're building Panovich, so he ordered, he had workers that were working there. So they were Yidden Kinnira, and they were supposed to work. They came at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the material didn't come. The cement, the bricks, they didn't come. The kids, they came to the Panovich Arov an hour later, and they said, we came, we spent a day, we took off a day to come and work, and there's no work for us to do. We still want to get paid. He says, you're absolutely right. I paid for you to work for me. He says, but Lamais, you're not working outside. Come in and learn in the Beis Medrash. Come in and learn the whole day in the Beis Medrash. And I'll pay you kilas if you work the entire day. He says, they all left. They all went home. What happened? So a person could be lazy and work instead of avodas Hashem. And a person could be lazy to work and kilu b'voteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to, he discusses this with Hemshech. He says, so how does a person has to really want to know the emes of where he's holding. He has to concentrate on himself to try to zone in with clarity, with truth, where he's holding. And once a person doesn't see any chavis from himself, and he has a shreichad, his negiyas are telling him things that are maybe not true. In his infinite kindness, makes it that a person's negiyas do not totally cover over the entire truth. Even after the Yetzer Hara tries to convince a person that the Derech Sheker is also truth, that's also a possibility. Yeah, maybe that's the truth, but this is more truth than that. The truth is more true than the non-truth, which is that the Yetzirah tries to convince you is also true. This is mamish from the kindness of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kodesh Baruch Hu always allows a person, if he really is truthfully seeking to know where he's holding, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the ability to be able to discern where he's holding. Sometimes it helps to speak to somebody else who also has an objective outlook on the situation. But he can't really know who you are, like the disciple said, so a person has to sit down with himself. After this, the Rav Dessler continues and he says, a person could have etzus to be makdin l'chashash, that he's going to be tayel rishonis. And he goes to give five different etzus that a person shouldn't regret doing less ishtalis than more ishtalis. Then he says also, don't be too lazy, v'chulu. And Be'ezer Hashem will continue the next time, Mirtz Hashem, whenever that should be.